And the toll-free number here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
So we were talking about radio a little bit not too long ago. We're going to get into a little bit more about the business, because it looks like the FCC's made a decision that some people are saying is going to give bring more diversity to the airwaves, going to bring, more independently owned radio stations on the air, and we'll see what the details are on that here in a little bit. Also, fizzorg.com reporting that people behave socially and well without rules, according to a study. Fundamentally, people behave in a social and rather compassionate and good way rather than aggressively, even without specified rules. That's the result of a study from the Institute of Science of Complex Systems at the MedUni of Vienna under the leadership of Stefan Thurner. They analyzed the behavior of more than 400,000 participants of the virtual life game Partus on the Internet. The findings are that only 2% of all actions are aggressive, even though the game would make it easy for warlike attacks with spaceships, for example. Millions of human interactions were assessed during the study, which included actions such as communication, founding and ending friendships, trading goods, sleeping, moving, however also starting hostilities, attacks, and punishment. The game does not suggest any rules, and everyone can live with their avatar, like it's a game character, as the article points out, in a virtual world, as they choose. And the result of this is not anarchy. Now, when he says anarchy, he means chaos, says Thurner. The participants organize themselves as a social group with good intents. Almost all of the actions are positive. The interactions were fed into an alphabet by the researchers, similar to how the genetic code of DNA was decoded 15 years ago. From this, we get a pattern which reflects how people tick. However, there's quite a high potential for aggression. So, for example, if a negative action is inflicted, the probability that the player will subsequently also act aggressively shoots up more than tenfold, even to about 30%. Thurner and his team were also able to present by means of the pattern that the whole game is a reflection of reality. They say that, for example, we could adopt measured values one-for-one for communication networks. A further measurement is that almost no one has more than 150 friends, the so-called Dunbar's number, regardless of whether in the real or the virtual world. The study has now been published in a special journal, PLOS-1. A long-term aim is to detect phase transitions in societies early on using these measurements and the behavioral patterns researched in the virtual world in order to be able to forecast group dynamic social processes and to be able to react in the event of these cases in good time. It says it's possible, for example, that through certain conditions, the aggression level that has increased tenfold remains extensively in place and therefore systematically for a longer time, which bears comparison with a drastic radicalization in societies. I have no idea what he's talking
about. Yeah, I don't. That didn't really come in, and I didn't figure out what he was saying there, but. You know, is he saying that aggression that has, been sort of systemic up till now breeds more aggression?
It says here a current example for such a phase transition in society has been the relatively surprising Arab Spring, with its many protests, uprisings, and revolutions, which, as is well known, were targeted against the ruling totalitarian regimes in many countries. So I guess what they said here is, if a negative action is inflicted, the probability that the player will subsequently also act aggressively shoots up more than tenfold, meaning violence begets violence.
Yes.
So that's what they're saying in not as many words as they blathered out there toward the end.
Well, I'm not sure that the Arab Spring is a good example, because you're dealing with this social convention called government, whether or not, it's this veil of legitimacy that the government has and how people are going to react to that. I'm of the opinion that, obviously when somebody acts aggressively towards another individual, there's going to be some kind of aggressive response to it, whether it's just to subdue that person in order to prevent them from being harming other people or whatever. But when the government commits aggression against an individual, it's very difficult to get the press or whomever on your side to make it make sense. If somebody aggresses against you, it's one thing. If the government aggresses against you, it's another thing entirely. So you're not talking about people. You're talking about people's belief in hats and badges and the things that go with government.
Someone else to do their dirty work for them.
Sure. So I think that you know, I think that you're going to have in a situation where everybody is in this situation, when this video game, everybody's equal. Everybody's not equal when it comes to dealing with the government.
Right, which is why if you look at the game, it says that there's only 2% of the actions in the game that are aggressive, which if you take that 2% and you put them in a structure of power, and then they have people who are willing to follow their orders, like the military, for instance, then all of a sudden that 2% that is making the aggressive choices in the world has their aggression amplified out, you know, 100-fold or 2,000-fold or whatever.
Right.
So this reminds me of, it's not completely related, but it really reminds me of a story I heard many years ago about a teacher in Chicago who instituted a rule that said you can't say you can't play. So if two kids are playing and a third comes over and says they want to play too, the original two can't say you got to get lost. You had to include them. So you can't say you can't play. And it just, to me, it seems to me like every group of people is going to establish their own set of principles, of moral behavior, and whether or not that rule holds fast when the group changes. I'm not sure it's accurate to say there are no rules at all, because I think groups of people determine their own kind of rules of interaction.
Well, that's what they're saying here.
Right.
I mean, the article.
The game, the whatever the results of the game are, people are going to figure out. To some extent, you know, competition is going to kind of cause people to figure out the best way to play the game.
Right.
So whatever the parameters in life are different than the parameters of a game. So you've got to figure out...
But the best way to handle life is cooperation rather than fighting.
That's what I think.
Right.
I would agree with that.
Well, and that's what the game has revealed here as well. And
there are a lot of people that go against that, though. There are a lot of politicians out there that have managed to get... And very wealthy business people who have managed to get what they've got by... lying, cheating, stealing, and treating other people like they are
no doubt, but they're
cattle.
1 or 2%, right? It's just that they have power, and which doesn't have that. There's hierarchical
but
structure
that wouldn't
doesn't
exist in this game.
Correct.
So that, you know, when you start everybody out on an even playing field, but the results have to be what the results are. If the game only rewards aggression, you're going to see a lot more aggression. If the game rewards cooperation, you're going to see a lot more cooperation.
I think the point here, and I've never played the game, so obviously I can't really comment for sure on what this is. I've never heard of it either. Pardus is apparently what it's called.
Hmm.
And the game allows you to do whatever you want. So it doesn't say here that anything is rewarded or punished necessarily. And so therefore you could attack other people, but people don't, is what the point of the article is here. When they could be doing these aggressive actions and honestly do them in a way that it's a game, so obviously you don't have to deal with real bloodshed or all the real horrors that actually come with real life aggression, and even still you still only have 2% of people doing aggressive acts.
And one of the games that I play, there are actually areas in the map where people have established non-aggressive areas of the map, and they will aggressively defend themselves if they're attacked, but people are just go in and they do their thing and they don't want to be bothered, and they've either networked through forums or whatnot, but to see that pop up, there's no rule you have to aggress against someone in a war game.
That's true.
Well, there are, I've played games, on the PS2 and stuff like that. It's been a while since I picked up a controller, but, you essentially have to fight in order to progress. And being a Quaker, I often think about this. What am I doing in the game that reflects my, real life? And, if it's a game about fighting, you're not going to, if it's God of War, you're not going anywhere until you kill you some dead zombie Greek guys.
Pardus is a free graphic-based massive multiplayer online browser game, also known as a persistent browser-based game, set in a futuristic universe. Traders, pirates, smugglers, and other pilots of various professions, races, and factions strive to gain wealth and fame in space. So it's apparently completely free for you. They've got active characters, 11,000 players, and currently 400 people online.
What I'm trying to get across here, Ian, and I don't know if I'm getting it, making it clear to you, is this all comes down to how the programmers programmed the game. If they wanted a peaceful, cooperative game, they make the incentives for peace and cooperation. If they want a violent game, they make the incentives for violence. And so I don't know what this tells us about human behavior.
Well, this was a scientific study that was done here, and so clearly I would think they picked this game.
The scientists' view of the world. They programmed the world.
Because it's an open kind of a game, at least as I understand it. Maybe you played it, can explain to us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That allows you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. This show is brought to you by the Free State Project. You can join together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and come to New Hampshire. Get active. whatever that means to you. Maybe that means doing politics or civil disobedience or creating media. It's all happening here because there are over 1,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project. Nemi, you're a New Hampshire native.
Yes, I am.
But you've had this influx of liberty-minded people coming in. Is it something that you consider really pretty beneficial?
Not always.
Not always.
Not always.
What do you mean?
I don't always agree with the activism that new folks have chosen as their path. It doesn't mean that I begrudge them their right to participate in or undertake any activities, but I'm not sure that all of the activism has resulted in greater liberties, but I do respect the ambition of folks who are looking to affect change in government.
Do you feel like New Hampshire is better off or worse off today because of the Free State Project?
It's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, there are definitely cases to be had on both sides of that coin. So, in my opinion.
Do you feel like it will be better in the long run or that the more people moving here is not necessarily a good thing?
Well, we have, over the past 25 to 30 years, had an influx of folks who are from Massachusetts trying to escape big government in Massachusetts. So we've already been, as natives, the folks who have been here all their lives have really been trying to fight against bigger government by folks who are fleeing bigger government who come to New Hampshire and don't like what they see. So here on the other side, we also have folks who are coming here trying to make smaller government or doing activism to bring attention to issues that they feel need attention. I presume that's why folks undertake activism where they in areas where they believe there needs to be change, and I'm not sure that that's been particularly effective on all fronts.
What do you think should be done to make it more effective?
I'm not sure, since it's not my activism, but just as an outsider's point of view, I'm not sure that it's done that much that affects my life personally.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that Seth Cohn proposed this fantastic bill to ban marriages for left-handed folks, and that's in response to a recent that just actually failed in the House today, an effort to repeal same-sex marriage in New Hampshire.
Right. The bigots out there wanted to put a stop to gay marriage
That's
in New
right.
Hampshire, and they failed miserably. There were over, I think it was, 211 to 100-something votes,
yeah.
So overwhelming support for continuing gay marriage here in the here in New Hampshire, which is great news.
That's
it
right.
It becomes the status quo. It's the status quo,
and,
you know?
That's right. And one of the folks, one of our legislators here in New Hampshire, proposed amending this bill to ban marriages for left-handed people, saying two left-handed people couldn't marry. And I thought that was absolutely brilliant. So there were protesters up in Concord today, down with lefties, and I thought that was really a good example of activism that was effective and witty and got the message across in not an antagonistic kind of way. And I really...
You don't think the bigots would have been antagonized by that?
Well, I guess it could be considered counter-trolling. I mean, I've gone out and counter-protested Westboro Baptist Church before.
Sure, that's totally
counter-trolling. You know, holding a sign, I'm with stupid, with the arrow on it. You know, so I'm okay with that.
So, I mean, as a New Hampshire native, do you think more people should move here? Get active?
I don't know. Depends on who you are.
Interesting.
It depends on who you are.
Interesting.
If you want to come here and make bigger government, that's going to infringe
right.
more
I mean
upon my
want,
life.
I want people.
Then
that
no.
want, I mean people that want more freedom.
Yes, and willing to work.
Because that's what the Free State Project
right.
is about. It's about people that love the ideas of liberty moving here and getting active. It's not the Free Lunch Project, which, you know, that I think they chose another state like California or something.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Hopefully the Free Lunch Project is far, far away from here. But all that said, I think that, you know, whether or not you agree with the different styles of activism that are going on here, there's more activism happening here than anywhere else I've ever heard of as far as the ideas of liberty are concerned. And so I would recommend, if you love the ideas of freedom, go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. Let's go to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just calling tonight. I call periodically to check the pulse. And is your opinion on the panel of how the country is going right now as far as the economy, how people feel? Any thoughts?
What happens to something after it's in the crapper? Goes into the septic field or goes into city sewer? I mean, I would say it can't get any worse, but it certainly can.
I keep an eye on the economy, and people are buying more things, you know, and you know, frankly, that's how the economy is based. I mean, one can say that the inevitability of the fiat money you know, system that we have created here on Keynesian economics is disaster, but I don't know if that disaster is in the next 2 years. It seems like there might be, you know, another dead cat bounce.
So I guess I'll answer that one, too. I think that government sucks, and it has been these government people have been aggressing for as long as I've been alive, and every single administration builds off the tyranny the one prior to it creates. So a lot of people thought it couldn't get worse than George Bush, and then we have Barack Obama, and he's taken George Bush to, you know, the next level.
Yeah, there were people that wanted smaller government in the time of Nixon, but, I mean, government's grown exponentially in my lifetime.
Yeah, so does that answer your question, Kevin?
And what I would like to throw in is the first answer, I think, is the prevailing opinion of most people. Perception is reality, and reality is perception. And the majority of the people I speak to, we just came off St. Paddy's Day, which is one of the biggest drinking holidays in the world now.
Mm-hmm.
And people went out, but they were first time they had gone out in 2, 3, 4 months, and they were very apprehensive. They didn't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow. The gas prices are out of control. And everyone went home early, you know, you know, intoxicated, but went home early. And it wasn't the festival partying type. So I think people in this country are really worried. I think they're really in dismay right now.
But, you know, I just wonder, it seems like they're going out more than they did a year ago, which is, you know, they're certainly tentative and that kind of thing. But at the same time, they're going out farther. They're spending more money than they were before. Advertisers are spending money. And this is always the indication of the green shoots, is when the companies believe that people are spending money, they want to advertise to those people.
Well, at the ground roots, I would say maybe what you're talking about is pent-up demand. People haven't spent for such a long time. They're finally spending some money. But actually going out on a daily basis and going to the bars and doing activities and going to the malls, I feel, is on the decline, and people are not spending money.
Well, malls are dying.
You have to look at pent-up demand. You have to look at – and then gas prices have increased, so that's inflationary.
For sure.
People are spending more because prices have gone up, and you've got to look at that.
Yeah,
there's less disposable income. So figures can lie and liars can figure, okay?
Absolutely. I'm with you on this one, Kevin. I don't know, you know, Mark, what statistics you're looking at. I certainly haven't seen statistics, and I wouldn't necessarily believe the statistics if I saw them. I think Kevin.
I'm not talking about government statistics. I'm talking about companies and sectors reporting earnings.
Look at jobs. Look at the employment rate. Look at the amount of unemployment. Look at welfare.
Well, I think I'd rather look at employment than unemployment, because I think they can lie with unemployment. But employment rates, how many adults are employed? That number, they can't lie with that one.
Kevin, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, it's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Got a lot of stuff, and it's all for free. The bulletin board system is one of those features. It allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also check out our show notes, stuff that we talk about on the air. We post over at the BBS. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you were listening to the last segment and you were going, Mark, no, there are no green shoots coming up in the economy, you probably should have some gold and silver on hand. Frankly, I think that it's a good idea to have gold and silver on hand either way, because one of the ways that they're making the economy come back is by printing more money, making more money, and entering more ones and zeros into computers somewhere. Well, what they can't make more of is gold and silver. So as they make more money, the currency devalues in comparison to precious metals. Precious metals are things you can hold in your hands, and you can buy them at gold.freetalklive.com. When you do, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue, and we'll take your phone calls here. Jake's on the line in St. Louis. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey there, guys. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about parents as teachers. I've got a one-year-old, and I was talking to my wife earlier this week, and she's actually contacted our local, I guess, school district or whatever, our local municipality, and set up an appointment for parents and teachers to come in actually to the house and, I guess, kind of monitor the the education and the growth of my son. And I'm
hang on, the teacher's coming. Did I understand you right? You said the teacher is coming to your house?
Well, it's a program. It's a social program that is, I guess, run through the local municipality or school district. I don't know that they're actually teachers per se. I mean, he's 12 months old. But they just come in and kind of give you exercises. This is my understanding of it. They give you exercises to teach your kids and, you know, kind of make sure that they're progressing as they should. And I mean, I think that ostensibly it's you know, kind of, you know, advertised as to be a good thing. I guess my only thing is I'm not too hip on, you know, a government person being in my house. And
yeah.
No, I'm with you. Wait, now, how did, what happens? Can you opt out of this? What happens if you say no thanks?
Yeah,
do you get put on a list?
It's completely voluntary. I mean, this is something that my wife actually had contacted them, and then, you know, I just kind of overheard the conversation, and they've got an appointment set up for next week, and that's when I kind of raised my hand, and we actually had a little bit of a discussion earlier this week. And so I've been online, and I'm trying to find alternatives to this. And there's got to be something out there. I kind of expected to hear this kind of reaction out of you guys, but I was hoping that maybe you could throw a little something my way in terms of alternatives.
I think I can. So my wife and her relationship towards the medical field is that she hasn't heard of a doctrine idea that she doesn't like. So, you know, some friend mentioned to her that, you know, hey, you know, I took my kid to an occupational therapist and you should take Jack there. So while she was down in Florida this last time, she took Jack to an occupational therapist and, you know, the woman evaluated him and, you know, showed some areas where he was developmentally behind and others where he's developmentally ahead, and this is true for every child. You know, I mean, you know, none of them is exactly at the mean, and if you did, you'd probably have a very boring child. So, you know, this is what happened, and essentially the lady played with him, and he had a great time, and wanted to go back and see the lady, and had a wonderful time. This lady isn't a isn't some kind of government agent or a medical doctor. She's an occupational therapist, and I never felt threatened at any point that some government person is coming into the house and could make some kind of assertion that would get the kid taken away.
That's what I'd be concerned
that's
with.
That's what would concern me greatly in this circumstance. Whereas here you're just an occupational therapist. Cash is exchanging hands, so you have the customer relationship, which is tends to make people like people better. I don't know about you, but I always like people that are giving me money much more than I like the average person. And people chuckle, but they're only chuckling because this
that's
is true.
Right. It's funny because it's true.
And so this would be an entire...
I'm laughing at you, Mark, because
yeah, right.
You're so honest.
That's right. And you know, it's what makes your show worth listening to. This is a definitely an alternative. Rather than letting some government person, whether they're just deputized or whether they're in fact a government agent of some sort, come in your house and take a look around and say, oh, the rat poison isn't secured properly, or whatever it is whatever conclusion they come to. Because I can tell you, people see all kinds of different things that you never imagined that they would see.
Right. No, and that was my concern was kind of like that, whereas maybe they'll see something they don't like. Or, Ian, I think you kind of touched on is, well, what if they're not developing like that they think that they should? I mean, because we're supposed to be, I think it's 5 times annually is when they come in. So what happens if five visits from now he's not developing as, is he now on a list? Or are they watching them a little more closely?
Which bureaucracy was it that she contacted anyway? I missed that point. Was it the school board?
It's called Parents as Teachers.
That's the name of the government agency?
It's a program. Yeah. I don't know that it's an agency per se or if it's just kind of a program through the local municipality.
It sounds like it's free.
Yeah.
It is free, yeah. It's free, well, except for the taxes.
Tax, quote, unquote, right.
Sure.
Yeah, it is free. Like, we're not going to be paying anything. So, Mark, to your point about the occupational therapist, I'm sure that would come at a cost. But I think the other half of this is kind of selling it to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because right now, I mean, she, you know, I'm, you know, kind of getting her along board and kind
of. Let me try this angle, and I think this is important. Would you go enter into the program Parents as Brain Surgeons? You know, I mean, so if teaching is such an important and valuable skill that they make teachers go for 4, 6, depending on what school, 8 years in order to be able to practice their craft, some nosy busybodies that have enough time to come into your house 5 times annually may or may not. They may actually have destructive things to say, but be able to deliver them in a fashion that for whatever reason you believe. They're coming in as an authority. And so, therefore, you're going to imbue them. Authority is a person from out of town. You know, an expert is a person from out of town. Mm-hmm. So they're coming in as an expert, and they're saying, oh, well, you need to do this, this, and this. And who knows if those things are actually constructive.
So I don't think there's a blueprint that's going to raise every kid, you know. And, that's, right. And maybe that's another angle to approach it with, too. We've got friends that have, you know, that have got young ones, and we've actually got a good friend who and I got to figure out exactly what it is she does, but I think she teaches special ed kids. And my son's not special ed, but I think that there's some of the parallels still be there as far as, you know, monitoring development. So
I think it's important to mention too that I would want a background check on the person walking into my house, because there are plenty of stories out there, and I don't intend to be hyperbolic about this, but there are school bus drivers, there are teachers who molest children. You know, you want to know who you're dealing with.
There was a high-level guy in Florida that was working with the DCYF, Department of Children and Families, down there. One of the executives was, you know, caught with child pornography and being, you know, a pervert. So do you want this person interacting with your child? And also, of course, there's plenty of stories about DCYF just destroying regular families' lives simply because they've been called by someone who allegedly has concerns or wants to ruin someone's lives. So I'd be real cautious. It's easy for someone to say, well, we're fine. We're law-abiding citizens, so we've got nothing to be afraid of. But that's right. The statement of a person who doesn't realize just how super regulated this world in which we live is.
Right.
Like, they have rules for all kinds of things that you may not realize. And as Mark said, these people are going to come in and they're going to be looking for those things. And you may not even know what it is that they're going to key in on. I don't know if any of that's going to persuade her, but let us know what happens, will you, Jake?
Will do.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeffrey in Cincinnati, listening to XM Satellite Radio. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I had a discussion with my boss today. He employs 300 people. He's very successful, and he hates the government.
Well, excellent.
I said, I noticed that you have file cabinets in your office, sir.
Hold that thought, Jeffrey. We're going to come back to you here in just a moment. You can take control of the airwaves, and we'll find out about his conversation with his boss, etc. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your call and your talk. You're already on hold with us. If not, call in tomorrow night. We can always talk to you then because we do this thing seven nights per week. Here with you tonight is Ian.
Nami.
And Mark. Moments remain here. Of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com where we get a lot of features. We get them to you. You can enjoy them at freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Jeffrey is listening in Cincinnati and you're an XM listener. Jeffrey, you were going to tell us about your boss. He's got 300 employees. You went into his office and you were just getting to your story and we had to jump into the break. So go ahead with your thoughts.
I opened up his file cabinet. I said, I know this is none of my business, but I stood up that there's just sheets of paper. It says titles, deeds, contracts. What gives these sheets of paper the force of law? The government does. I noticed that you don't have a building in your parking lot. I'm looking outside the windows. What are you looking for, Jeff? I'm looking for that school, because apparently you have 300 employees. The vast majority of them received a public education, or did you teach everybody how to read and write? I noticed that you have a restroom in your facility, and running water. Do you test all your water for safety, sir? Does your government do that? Did you build a sewer system?
Alright, so you've covered...
I'm just telling you,
yeah,
and it'd be anarchy without the government. Well, no, people can record deeds, and you know, before the government came along and recorded deeds, private companies recorded deeds.
How about the prison on the north side of town? How about the criminal law?
Hang on, you gotta back the phone out of your throat.
I didn't understand what you said.
back the phone away from your mouth a little bit there, as we can understand what you're saying, Jeffrey.
Okay, I accepted this, sir. We have a prison on the north side of town, too, I said to the boss. Did you build that prison, or did the government do that? Did you write the laws that determines what is criminal behavior? Did you separate these people from us?
Did you ask him about the roads he drove into work on, too? Because that's another classic one.
Okay, so first off, you're suggesting that a prison is the very best way to deal with aberrant behavior, and you don't know that because the government has a monopoly on punishing people for behavior, right? So, I mean, this is a very unscientific way to look at what's going on, and to suggest that 435 thieves and liars in Washington, D.C., or whatever your capital is, are the best people to come up with what should be legal and illegal. I mean, do you think the political process brings out the highest order of man?
No, but I do know this. God bless our government. They make a civil society possible.
No, they don't.
Wait a second.
No, they don't.
Hey, does every other country's government make a civil society, too?
Oh, no. We've had governments like in Nazi Germany, where my great uncle was from.
Okay. So government doesn't make a civil society, right?
No.
What's the difference? I mean, Hitler was popularly elected in Austria.
People trash the United States, but we have the best system in the world compared to other people.
I don't know that you can find that out. That's not quantifiable. The fact is, the United States has been slipping on every world chart out there. The United States is fiscally less free than it was 10 years ago.
Less free.
Journalistically, yeah. It's plummeting.
Terrible.
Hong Kong and Singapore beat its butt on the rankings of most free countries around the world, according to both the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative group, and according to the Free the World Foundation as well.
I know. A few weeks ago, we were talking about journalistic freedom in the United States, and we're ranked 47 out of just over 100.
How do you feel about that?
You're just trying to change things. You can complain about it. The fact of the matter is
we are changing.
Wait, why would we try to change such a good system? The best system in the world. Why would you try to change it?
I thought one of the most screwed up systems in the world when I was in it was the Marine Corps.
But that's a government program.
I was with them for 15 years, and I realized that they knew exactly what they were doing.
They're taking a bunch of money from people. They're taking a bunch of money, and they're spending it with their buddies.
Why'd you leave after 15 years? I mean, you were 5 years from getting...
What the Marines do not want you to retire. They find some way of getting rid of you.
That's the best system.
It's kind of hard to make weight.
Wait a second. You just said that they knew exactly what they were doing. 15 years into it, they screwed you.
Well, I screwed myself. I didn't say anything.
You're just blaming the victim. Look, let's focus on one thing. You've talked about like 5 or 6 different issues here. So let's just talk about education. Do you believe that people would be uneducated were it not for a government coercive education system?
I think a lot of people wouldn't receive an education, though.
And so you believe that people should be forced at the threat of violence to go to school?
I think it should be required that you get at least elementary education.
Right, and so you believe that people should be forced at the threat of violence to go to school, is that correct?
I don't see them violating anybody.
But that's what you think should happen,
right?
Parents
are hauled into court all the time, and this is actually fairly new in the last 15 years. Parents are being held responsible if their kids are skipping school. So absolutely, if you're served as a parent with a warrant because your child hasn't shown up to school and you skip that warrant, you're going to jail. And if your kid keeps skipping school, you should be.
Say what?
They're having this attitude that anything goes.
I have been in Concord, New Hampshire, in our state capital with homeschooled kids who are not legally required or obligated to be in public school, and they are some of the smartest, most well-educated, most well-behaved children I have ever seen. On the flip side, I see nothing but trash coming out of our public school system.
I'm sure some aren't trash.
Okay, so some aren't trash, but I went to private school. My parents endeavored to keep me out of public school. I see plenty of people who follow that the same way. And homeschooling and unschooling, I think it's fantastic. But when you say to me that if I don't send my child to your school, you're going to haul me into court under the threat of force, or you're going to put me in jail, I say, sorry, dude, you're on your own.
Jeffrey, just because you don't see the violence doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Well, help me out here. Why is my son... was a valedictorian at a public school, and he got a master's degree in mechanical engineering. Because the fact of the matter is, it all boils down that he applied himself in public school, and he told me, if you do that...
Good for him.
How much tutoring did you do? How much following up did you do with him as a parent? My parents were pretty hands-on.
I don't know mathematics. I do not.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that there are success stories in a failing system. But let's look at the kids that come out of it illiterate. Let's look at
kids can't even read, write, spell.
Right. Huge numbers of young kids coming out of these government schools.
Government schools sucks. I'm with Ian on
and
that.
And they cost twice as much as a private school.
Sometimes more than twice as
much.
That's
right.
But by the way, Jeffrey, just because you don't want to see the gun in the room doesn't mean it's not there. And I thank you for the call tonight. Look, the there are a lot of people out there that want to have this little fantasy view of the government, like, oh, well, there's no violence behind the... What are you talking about? There's no violence behind... They don't want to believe that there's violence behind the system, because then they would have to agree that they've been supporting a violent system this whole time. And what good human being wants to admit to supporting violence against their fellow peaceful humans?
Right. I mean, when it comes down to it, I've got a son, I'm homeschooling my son, and I've got to pay property taxes, which go, but the vast majority, 70 to 80%, 80% of them go to educate other people's kids. My kid, if I choose not to pay those property taxes, because frankly it is unjust for me to pay for the schooling of people who live in bigger houses, drive nicer cars, then my kid, you know, the education being taken from my kid, and I choose not to participate in it, they'll kick me out of my home. You're telling me that that's just,
and take it as their own.
Right. And then they'll sell it, and then they'll educate more of other people's kids, while my kid and me have to live in publicly subsidized housing. This is what the government does. It provides substandard education and then forces you to pay for it.
Let's go to Nikki listening in Huntsville at WBHP. Hello, Nikki.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm going with that thing that you guys had, the guy that just called in about the these people are supposed to show up five times a year like that. And because he says it's voluntary. Yeah, I've seen that one before, voluntary. Why can't we have a program out here where the parents are allowed to go to the school? Let's have them grade the principal. Let's have them grade the teachers, how they're doing. And let's see, to have the parents watch the teachers pump our kids full of Marx and Lenin.
Well, they're not going to do that, because then that would be some level of holding them accountable, and that's they're protected from being held accountable. It's one of the perks of the job. Thanks, Nikki, for the call. Let's talk to Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, I just want to tell y'all about that Julian Heichlin, the prosecutor, New York jury nullification booster, was called a threat.
Sure he was. Yeah, he's a threat to the system.
Yeah, it said that he goes all different states doing this. But anyway, they you know, it said his attorney put up a good fight.
Well, but they dropped the charges.
Hey, also, before I get off here, did you see where the Supreme Court ruled, Mark, talking about plea bargain? Plea bargain advice that is absurdly bad violates the Constitution, they ruled.
Yep.
Look it up.
I just ruled that today.
I don't understand what that means, and I wish we had more time.
Bad
to talk
lawyer
about
and advice.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ed. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.